nice to just chill, isn't it? And just to
break the ice.
Break the ice and... All right. So today I'm going to speak to you about this. How many of you have said yes to Jesus? When I say you've said yes to Jesus, where you've given your heart to him. And so I'm safe then to presume that you've all said yes to Jesus. So to Corinthians 5 verse 17 it says, therefore if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. So I want to just start by saying this to you. If you've said yes to Jesus, then you've made the greatest decision that you ever made in your life. You didn't just join a religion, but you stepped into a relationship. You didn't just turn a new page, but you started a whole new story. John 1 verse 12 says, to all who did receive him. Who's him?
Jesus.
Yeah. To those who believed in his name. Whose name?
Jesus.
He gave the right to become children of God. You're not who you used to be. You're forgiven. You're loved. You're called and you are chosen. You're not alone. You're part of God's family. Do you know that you're a child of God? Do you know that? Would you say it? I am a child of God. Yeah. Your past is gone and your future is totally secure. Did you know that? When you said yes to Jesus, something supernatural happened. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new is here. Now, I've read that twice, haven't I? That wasn't a slip up, because I wanted to stick this afternoon. And I say it a third time. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new is here. Do you know what that means? That means that your sin is forgiven. That your shame is erased. That your past record is wiped clean. You get a brand new start. God starts writing a brand new chapter in your life. Don't let your past whisper lies about who you are. Jesus didn't just clean us up, but he makes us new. We don't have to carry the guilt anymore. We don't have to prove ourselves anymore. We just have to walk into what Jesus already paid for. When I say paid for, what am I talking about? I'm talking about him dying on the cross. About him being raised from the dead. That resurrection power. We can walk right into that this afternoon. And because you've received Jesus, you're not walking life alone. Ephesians 1:13 says, when you believed... When who believed? No, when you believed. You were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your helper, your comforter, your teacher, and your source of power. He's the one who will give you strength when you're tempted. He'll give you peace when you're overwhelmed and joy even when life feels hard. You don't have to feel spiritual to know that God is with you. If you've received Jesus, then the Spirit of God lives within you. What's important is that we learn to walk with Jesus every single day. You see, being a Christian isn't about being perfect. It's about following Jesus daily. This is how you grow. Talk to God. We call that prayer. You don't need fancy words, just be real. Thank Him. Ask Him for help. Tell Him what's on your heart. We need to read His Word. Oh, that's the Bible. Start in the book of John and let the Word of God speak to you. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In other words, the Bible is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And find your people. Ooh. That's us. That's the church. Find your people, other people that are walking with Jesus daily. Because you need people who will pray with you, who will worship with you, who will challenge you to grow in your relationship with Christ. I had to start somewhere. I was right back there all those years ago. And very importantly, when you fall, get back up. You're going to make a mess up sometimes. I make up mess. But that doesn't mean that Jesus leaves you. Proverbs 24:16 says, "Though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again." The grace of God isn't fragile. It's stronger than your struggle that you're facing. When you sin, run to Jesus, not away from Him. When you fall, get back up with His help. This walk with Jesus is a journey. It's not a sprint. You're going to grow. You're going to get stronger. And God will finish what He has started in you. Philippians 1:6 says, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." You didn't just get saved for heaven. You were saved to live with a purpose, with power and peace, right here, right now. So I want to encourage you this afternoon, walk boldly. Walk free. Walk in love. Walk in truth. Walk in the Word of God. Because Jesus lives in you. The Holy Spirit is with you. And your best days are ahead of you. Amen. You are saved. You are new. You are filled. You are free. So would you walk with Jesus every day? No matter what? You know, there's times where people have said to me, "I don't even feel Jesus. Sometimes my life's such a mess, I don't even feel Jesus. I don't think He's there with me." But you know what? That it's in those moments when we can't see Him, when we can't feel Him, that He's doing the best work in the background. Because His mind, His plan is to prosper you. And even though it doesn't feel at that moment that He's doing that, He's still working. God does His best work. Even when we don't feel Him. Or you might say, I pray, but you know, I've been praying for a long time and it just seems like my prayer just bounces bang off the ceiling right back at me. But you know, there's a gem in the waiting on God. That again, in the waiting, God is there. He's working it out. His timing is perfect. It's not our timing. It's God's timing. And sometimes we just give up. We give up sort of just before that prayer is answered. So we don't want to lose that blessing. You know, the blessing is coming, but we miss it because we give up. We just stop praying. I'm giving you some tips today. Hello, Nick. I'm giving you tips today, right? And in return for the tips today, all you have to require for you to do is to make sure you bring me a nice cupcake and I'll give you some more tips. Keep this talk very simple today, because I really, really feel that many of you are just at the start of a journey. And these are gems for your journey. Don't give up. Don't give up. You know, there was a pastor when I was 23 when I came to salvation. And there were times where I just felt really down and I just felt like I wasn't going to make it. That I had questions about God. And there was a pastor who used to... He always knew when I was like that. And he'd come knock on my door and he would say, "Do you want to go for an ice cream? Shall we go for a walk along the beach? Do you want to go hang out at the coffee shop?" And he was always there for me. And he just sat and he never ever preached to me when we were out. He just encouraged me. And that's the kind of atmosphere I'd like to see here. Because if we are the family of God, then we should be encouraging one another, loving one another, building each other up, praying for one another, not causing disunity and fighting and heaven knows what else. So I'm going to ask you today to do something really, really different. I'm going to ask who wants to give their lives to Jesus. I'm going to ask you all to give your lives to Jesus again. Even if you've been a Christian for 40, 50, 60 years, and I'm going to do it as well. But let's just give our lives to Jesus again today. But as we give our lives to Jesus today, let's remember everything that I've just spoken about. And let's make that, and part of our decision for Jesus today, let's make that decision for ourselves. That everything I've spoken about, that you will take that and carry it forward with you. Is that all right? Are we up for that? So let's do that. Okay, I'll lead you in a prayer. If that's what you want, if you're giving your life to Jesus again today, then stand up. Pete, do you want to lead a salvation prayer? I know I'm jumping you now, sorry, bud.
Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for Jesus. We want to thank you that you so love this world that you sent your Son into this world, that died on that cross, took our shame, took our guilt, every single sin, sin of the past, sin of today, and every sin of the future. I thank you, Lord. We choose this day to exchange our sin for that forgiveness, Lord, that was won on Calvary. Father, we want to thank you that your grace is free. And as we step out in faith, Lord, and ask you afresh to wash us and to cleanse us, I thank you that you are faithful and just once again to forgive us. Help us to walk in that newness of life that you've already mentioned here today, that resurrection power can work within our hearts, Lord, that we can glorify you. Help us to surrender afresh. Thank you again that you've taken our guilt and our shame. Father, you know our struggles. You know our weaknesses. But you still love us, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will help us break those chains, Break those addictions, Lord, as we surrender to you afresh. I thank you, Lord, that you are there once again for us, God. And help us to move forward now in your power and your strength, and united as a body of believers here in Micklethorpe, that will be one mind and one purpose to see the name of Jesus lifted up here, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, as we just invite you afresh into our hearts. Come now, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Receive, church, receive.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's stand and sing the last song.